Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Kayser Blasting and Coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal, yard signs, antiques, wheels, car parts, trailers, and more. They blast away years of corrosion and protect with a durable coating. Call them at 402-421-3559 or go to KayserBlasting.com for a quote today.
Get down to the campus. There'll be a lot of energy. Right now, the energy is going to, it's already started here in town. And usually when they have games like this, the energy in town will start today. This is when things start to pick up. Thursday night will
Thursday.
Be Thursday, things pick up. This is when things start to get going right there. But so you're going to come to town for the game, be in here early, stop by the campus, get a tour, get a chance to talk to people from out of town. This is an out-of-town time. People be getting in here early.
Yeah, this is for you as well.
Get down to the campus, get a chance for a free consultation with Jace, and you get a chance to meet Jay. You'll love meeting him. And
Jay.
When you have an established company, you want establishment. That's what you want. People that have been around forever. It's like Applied Connect. You want the same thing. People that have been around forever and people that come back to you. That's why the fly-by-nights, that's not what you're looking for. One cheap deal. No. That's not what we're working on here. It's not that. That's not how life works, Steve.
There's people that can do that stuff, but why not go to a campus where they've been doing it
before? And you know him. He's been here.
He's brought us donuts before.
He's been here. We know Jay. What are the odds of us supporting someone that would be a joke book? Zero.
Zero. I mean, our reputation is on the line. Yeah. So God knows I can't afford many more hits.
Yeah. It's kind of the same way.
During the break, did you choke for a second?
I'm in bad shape right now. I ate that.
Is it through? Have you swallowed it correctly?
He's got a roll. He's got a croissant lodged in
halfway
his,
down right his esophagus.
He's got a croissant that's lodged. I don't know if pulling on the skin of the neck will help that. I'm not sure if that's going to work at all.
Just get it down.
Yeah.
Did you drink water?
No. I'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
What are we talking about?
You're sure you're okay? Just making sure.
Get your breath back.
KayserBlasting.com. Okay, so the joke of the offseason, of course, for everybody was making fun of Hugh Freeze for golfing too much.
It was fun.
He golfed a lot of documentation about golf, but guess what? Hugh Freeze is 3-0. They beat Baylor off the bat, and guess what? They get a play at Oklahoma, and Jackson Arnold, their quarterback, was at Oklahoma last season. Redemption game.
What an intriguing
game for
that.
Jackson Arnold on the line.
What an intriguing. And then this one's way different than the Mensa Bowl. Because Jackson Arnold was pushed out.
He was
pushed out. Mensa was not. He chose to leave Tulane.
I think we're actually seeing why Arnold was pushed out. He's not throwing it down the field.
He's not.
The question is, which I don't know. It's kind of the chicken and the egg thing. Was Mateer secured before Arnold was pushed out? Because if they don't get Mateer, are we talking about Oklahoma right now?
No,
probably not.
We're not.
I'm looking at this now again. They play different opponents, but stats are through three games. Mateer has just shy of 1,000 passing yards. He's at 944. Arnold's at 501 at Auburn.
Yeah, the big knock on Arnold right now is they're not throwing the ball downfield to a great group of receivers. It's a great group of receivers.
Yeah, they have receivers. Yes, you hit that. So, very intriguing game. Then you stop and wonder right there, like, what if Mateer would have ended up where? What if Mateer was the quarterback at Texas? Do they beat Ohio State?
Good chance.
I mean, there's a good chance. 14-7 game, right?
I would almost pick him.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, you compare Mateer to Arch Manning right now, it's not even close. It's not even close right now.
No.
I mean, right now, I mean.
Didn't see that coming.
I saw the Mateer thing coming. I didn't think Arch would be what he is right now. I agree with that.
That's what I mean.
Didn't see that.
Didn't know it would be that pronounced. Where it's just like they're just taking Mateer Arch. Oh my God, Mateer looks like Namath compared to Arch.
So Yes, it's going to be that's a great game to see. There'll be a lot of intrigue to it on both sides of the ball, and then just what it means for Oklahoma. For Oklahoma to be there in that, are they going to be relevant again? What if this happens? What if Oklahoma goes 11-1, goes to the playoffs, beats Texas?
They got it.
And all of a sudden, imagine the turn. It's always like, whew, Venables has to go. Oklahoma's lost it. Texas is ascending. They are leaving Oklahoma in the dust. What if it ends up the opposite and Texas goes 9-3, 8-4?
Could happen.
Could happen.
And Venables had one of the hottest seats in football for this season. Yeah. And rightfully so, what their expectations are.
Absolutely. Now, what's the number on that game?
The spread? Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Oklahoma, 6.5-point favorites at home against Auburn.
Take Oklahoma.
2:30 p.m. kick on ABC.
Sooner. Magic.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the same time as Nebraska's game, so you won't be able to watch it. Bill can watch it.
I'll be able to watch. I'll flip same back time? And forth.
Yes. 2:30 ABC.
Now, this one, people will ask that. I'll be watching a ton of the Nebraska game. I watched the Cincinnati game. The other two games,
I don't blame you.
Especially when Jake was texting me from the Houston Christian game, just like, this is not.
It was JV. I mean, come on. Yeah,
Jake said it's a JV team. He said that.
Do you push back on that?
No,
I'm not trying to disparage him. It's an FCS team.
That made me not flip over to watch.
No, just there was
real.
No need for you to watch that.
Just be right. No, my whole thing was I'm going to watch the second half because I want to see Nebraska's backups. I'm not going to write. I'm just going to watch the game as if it's a real game. About six plays in, I was like, what am I doing? It's not doing me any good to see it because Houston Christian was so deficient up front on defense. Offense, they're somewhat representable, I thought, but not on defense. They weren't representable. So what Ives did, I don't even really – I kind of hate to say discount it, but, I mean, there wasn't much challenge there. I get myself in trouble with the fan base sometimes. Like, even Latif, like, there's people asking me, is Latif pushing Dylan? I'm like, what? Really? Based on
Dylan's
what?
Dylan's pretty good. Why are – like, Dylan's got 8 touchdowns and no picks this year.
Yeah, you have to have the matchup makes such a difference. Like I said, that's why you see games. You'll watch in 8-man football in Nebraska playoffs. You'll see a team win by 68 in the first round, and you'll see them lose by 68 in the second round.
Yep.
And so your level of competition means a lot.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, it means a ton.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm not dissing Latif. He's looked really good, and he can't control who he's thrown against. But don't come at me with, hey, Sip, is there a competition here? No.
That's craziness. No. Now, if Dylan looked okay or average so far, you can entertain that, but he's looked good. He's got eight touchdowns, no picks. He's got 76% completion rate right now.
It's always about the Chiefs' ability to run. And I get that. I understand that. But anyway, Latif has looked good. He's made himself some money, but Dylan's the number one quarterback.
Is there a part of you that's depressed you can't watch any of that game at all?
No.
Auburn, Oklahoma is at 2:30, same time as Nebraska.
No, that's not a game that I'm interested in the game, but no, it doesn't.
The game of the week is 11 a.m. That's the game of the week. Texas Tech.
Okay.
Another 11 a.m. game.
Big noons there.
Great.
Yeah, I guess what time they kick off? 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
Excuse me. That's ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah. But that's the game.
How good is Tech? Expecting Tech to win that
Tech
game?
Tech is really good. I don't know. The Musk, they caught a huge break. It's like I said, playing at 10 a.m. is a huge break because that place, Utah, gets cranked up. It seats about 50,000. They're right on top of you, and they are unbelievable loud. Now, they'll be ready to go, but I think this is going to be an unbelievable game. Unbelievable game. I listened to Joey McGuire yesterday in an interview, and it was interesting to listen to him. And he talked about Utah. He goes, Utah is what football should look like. That's how he describes Kyle Whittingham. Now, last year it wasn't a great year. We all know that. But over his time of whatever, 20 years, what have they been known for? Great defense, tough as hell, run the football. I mean, they've been known for, and they stood the test of time.
Well, they've been 100. Consistently very good under Whittingham.
Yes. I mean, just every year. Unbelievable Whittingham. Job. And so that game is going to be fun to watch. I mean, Urban being back there, he'll have a blast because obviously he coached there. He was 22-2 during his time there.
That's pretty good.
22-2. Yeah, so pretty incredible.
No, Auburn, Oklahoma is interesting, but no, that's not a game.
Even Auburn, Oklahoma, as much as that, you know, much I love football and the interest like that, it interests me, but that's about it.
Georgia Tennessee was much more intriguing.
Even remotely close.
And you were able to watch that.
Yeah. Georgia Tech, Clemson was more intriguing to me than this game. But it is going to be interesting because right now, Mateer, a couple weeks in a row, he would get the Heisman. For a couple weeks in a row. Yeah. So this is a big stage for him.
Yeah.
A big stage for him.
And that race is wide open.
That baby's wide open.
The Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.